Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today, we're diving deep into a comprehensive analysis of Blackstone Inc., ticker symbol BX, one of the heavyweights in the alternative asset management space. If you're looking to understand what makes this company tick, how it's performing, and whether it's a solid pick for your portfolio, you're in the right place. Let's break it down step by step, so stick around and let's get started. First off, let's set the stage. Blackstone isn't just any financial firm. It's a global leader in alternative investments, managing everything from real estate to private equity and credit. With a market cap hovering around $155 billion, this isn't a small player. They've been shaping markets since 1985, and their influence is massive. I'm excited to unpack their story today because there's a lot of opportunity and some risks to consider if you're thinking about investing. Let's talk about who Blackstone really is. Headquartered in New York, Blackstone Inc. specializes in alternative asset management, focusing on real estate, private equity, hedge fund solutions, credit, and more. Founded by Steven Schwarzman, who's still at the helm as CEO, they've built a reputation for being a powerhouse with nearly 5,000 employees and offices spanning Asia, Europe, and North America. Their business model is all about generating returns through non-traditional investments, often stepping in where others won't. They manage billions in assets, making them a go-to for institutional investors and high-net-worth individuals. This isn't your typical bank or mutual fund. It's a different beast altogether, and that's what makes analyzing them so fascinating. Now, let's dig into their revenue streams. For 2025, Blackstone reported a massive $13.8 billion in total revenue, which is a significant jump from the $11.4 billion in 2024. Breaking it down by segment, their real estate segment brought in about $490 million, while private equity was a much bigger contributor at $1.67 billion. These numbers show how diversified their income is, with private equity being a key driver. Real estate, while smaller in comparison, still plays a critical role, especially as they capitalize on trends like data centers and infrastructure. This balance across segments helps cushion them against downturns in any single area, which is something I really like to see in a company like this. Moving on to their earnings, Blackstone's performance in 2025 was pretty impressive. For the full year, they posted a net income of $3.2 billion, up from $2.78 billion in 2024. That translates to an earnings per share of 3.88 cents compared to 3.62 cents the year prior. Looking back a few years, you can see some volatility. 2021 was a standout, with an EPS of $8.04 on a net income of $5.86 billion, largely due to a booming market for deals. But even with some ups and downs, their ability to grow earnings over time shows resilience. I think the key takeaway here is their consistent profitability, even in tougher macro environments, which speaks to the strength of their management and strategy. Let's take a closer look at what management had to say during their Q4 and full year 2025 earnings call. Blackstone reported record financial results for the year, with strong growth across their key segments. They highlighted their strategic positioning in high-growth areas like AI infrastructure and private credit, which aligns with recent moves like their investment in Rowan Digital Infrastructure. Management sounded optimistic about future growth, emphasizing their ability to navigate complex markets and deliver value to shareholders. They also noted robust inflows into their funds, which suggests continued investor confidence. This kind of forward-looking confidence is encouraging, though we'll need to keep an eye on whether they can deliver on these high expectations. Diving into their financial statements, Blackstone's balance sheet and cash flow metrics give us a clearer picture of their health. As of the end of 2025, they had $47.7 billion in total assets, up from $43.5 billion in 2024, showing solid growth. Cash and cash equivalents stood at $2.8, which provides decent liquidity. On the liability side, total liabilities were $25.8 billion, with a debt-to-equity ratio of 1.54, which isn't alarming but worth monitoring in a rising interest rate environment. Their return on equity came in at a strong 36.17%, indicating efficient use of shareholder capital. Free cash flow for 2025 was a robust $4.55 billion, up from $3.42 billion the prior year, which gives them plenty of flexibility for dividends, buybacks, or new investments. Overall, these numbers paint a picture of a financially sound company with room to maneuver. Now, let's talk valuation. Blackstone's current price-to-earnings ratio for the trailing 12 months sits at 33.39, which is on the higher side compared to the industry average of about 47.57 for asset management firms. Their price-to-sales ratio is 11.21, reflecting a premium valuation. Looking at forward PE estimates, for 2026, analysts are pegging it at around 25.13, dropping further to 20.32 by 2027. This suggests the market expects earnings growth to outpace the current stock price over time, potentially making it a more attractive value down the line. At a current price of about $1.2908, you're paying a bit of a premium, but given their growth trajectory, it might be justified if they keep executing. Let's break down Blackstone through a SWOT analysis to get a holistic view. Starting with strengths, their record financial performance in 2025 and diversified portfolio across real estate, private equity, and credit are huge advantages. They're also well-positioned in trending sectors like AI infrastructure, which could be a major growth driver. On the weaknesses front, their high debt-to-equity ratio of 1.54 is something to watch, especially if interest rates climb. Opportunities are abundant. Think expansion into digital infrastructure and growing demand for alternative investments. But there are threats too, like market volatility and regulatory changes that could impact their operations. Overall, while they've got a lot going for them, it's not without risks, and as investors, we need to weigh both sides. Looking at recent performance, Blackstone stock has had a rough patch. Over the past week, it's down 7.4%, and over the last month, it's dropped a steep 21.21%. The past 6 months haven't been kind either, with a decline of 26.27%. However, if we zoom out to a 5-year view, the stock is up an impressive 74.44%, showing long-term strength despite short-term turbulence. Compared to the broader financial services sector, which is up 7.75% over the past year, BX has underperformed recently with a 1-year drop of 26.01%. I think this short-term weakness could be a buying opportunity for long-term investors, but you've got to be comfortable with some volatility. Let's wrap up the numbers with an intrinsic value analysis using a discounted cash flow model. Now, I do want to note that while DCF is a common tool, it's not always the best fit for financial firms like Blackstone. Their cash flows aren't as predictable as, say, a manufacturing company, since a lot of their value comes from asset management fees and carried interest, which can fluctuate. That said, let's see what the numbers tell us. Using a 10% discount rate and a 3% terminal growth over a 5-year projection, the calculated DCF value comes out to about $65.65 per share. Comparing that to the current market price of $129.08, it suggests the stock might be overvalued based on this model. However, keep in mind the limitations of DCF for a company like Blackstone. Alternative methods like price-to-earnings or price-to-book ratios might give a better picture. Right now, their forward PE looks more reasonable, as I mentioned earlier. So, while the DCF flags potential overvaluation, I'd take it with a grain of salt and cross-reference with other metrics before making a call. All right, folks, let's tie this all together. Blackstone Inc. is a titan in the alternative asset management world with a strong track record, diversified revenue, and exciting growth prospects in areas like AI infrastructure. Their financials are solid, with strong earnings growth and cash flow, though the recent stock performance has been shaky. Valuation-wise, it's trading at a premium, and while the DCF suggests it might be overpriced, other metrics like forward PE paint a more balanced picture. For long-term investors, I think there's potential here, especially if you believe in their ability to capitalize on emerging trends. But you've got to be okay with some short-term bumps. What do you think about Blackstone? Are you bullish or bearish? Drop your thoughts in the comments below, and if you found this analysis helpful, smash that like button and subscribe for more deep dives like this. Until next time, take care and happy investing.